Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on the BGE Radio Network out of Atlanta, GA. We've got a great guest with us today. Adam C. Hull joins us. He's the Earthkeeper Alliance. He's a managing partner and founder. He's with us today talking about all sorts of different things. And you can get more information at EarthkeeperAlliance.com. That's EarthkeeperAlliance.com. Adam joins us today. Adam, let's talk a little bit about the Earthkeeper Alliance. Bring us up to speed for the folks on Build, Grow, and Enjoy who haven't heard you before.
That's great. Great to be here with you, Jiggy. And a lot happening out at out in the world today. It seems another day of humans gone wild, but all is well. And we've been very busy at the Alliance, primarily focused on doing some good work around the land and what we call undevelopment, which is the process of rebalancing the development potential of real estate and the land itself, and then ultimately scaling back the intensity of that, creating more open space, creating more places for people to enjoy, also creating greater biodiversity so the planet has a chance to do what it does best, and instead of the typical environmental degradation that seems to be taking place around the globe. So we've been active with a project in Hawaii, a large project there, and looking to do a renewable energy source there with wind to hydrogen, which is very fascinating, interesting area to explore. And then we're working on another project up in Boise to do some limited development as well. So a lot happening on the Earthkeeper front.
It is Adam C. Hull with us today here on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy program. Let's talk a little bit about business, capitalism, and leadership. These are some of the topics related to undevelopment. Tell us about these.
Well, the idea of what's happening, I think, in terms of sustainable capitalism or conscious capitalism is actually a pretty big conversation, James, that seems to be picking up around the various corporations in the U.S. And globally as well, but primarily in the Western economies. And the idea here is really, let's take a look at how we create a more sustainable company other than focused exclusively on profit. Profit motive's fine, but if we forget about the other aspects, the other parts of the bottom line, meaning the people that are associated with the company or the people that are associated with the various community that use the products, perhaps, and if we forget about the planet, then we are kind of creating what I see as a continuation of an unsustainable path, and that's kind of what's been happening around our primarily in our business community, although now we have leaders that are stepping up and kind of rolling back old paradigms, old profit structures, and really looking at a greater bottom line. And so we're seeing movement in that arena as well.
Adam C. Hull joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Tell us about the wellness, ecology, humanity, and transpersonal.
Well, those are big areas, James. There's a lot happening there, and you know, one of the things that I've had a chance to kind of observe, not only my own personal life, but I've kind of been observing what's been happening in, with others, and both in my personal relationships as well as what's happening kind of on the collective level, if you know what I'm saying. And what's happening here is that there seems to be a trend that is bringing people to a place of more getting together versus division and separation. In other words, collaboration, even though we are competitive by nature, but that we are becoming more collaborative as well. So it's embracing that greater experience that we can each of us engage with. In other words, we just don't live and operate by what's happening in the outer world. We have to really think about what's happening for ourselves in our inner world and how to balance those two, how to put those two things in a proper perspective so that we can really find ourselves in a greater sustainability and greater happiness in life. So when we talk about ecology and we talk about transpersonal, it all begins there. And that's kind of what I found on my path. If I didn't show up for that, then how can I be effective and help others and serve the planet in a more purposeful way?
It's Adam C. Hall with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We've got some topics here. We're chatting with him about undevelopment. Talk to me a little bit about environment and climate change.
Well, James, there's a lot happening, as most of us know, around the environment and climate change in particular. Global warming is here. It's here to stay. There seems to still be a lot of conversation about that, which is shocking because I think the evidence is overwhelming. But the fact of what people are really arguing about is, you know, who's to blame? And it doesn't matter. It's not about who's to blame. The Earth goes through these various cycles over thousands of years and warms up, cools down, and ultimately what's happened is that the, you know, carbon-based economies have just contributed to an acceleration of a process that's a natural one anyway. So what does that mean at the end of the day? It means potentially chaos in terms of what's happening with our climate and what I would refer to as extreme weather. So we can anticipate extreme weather, and we can anticipate tremendous effects around that. So it's not a question that is real. It really is a question, what do we do about it? So this is the topic around the environment, and the environment is truly the elephant sitting in our living room. So we better figure that one out and get on board with it before it just decides to do its thing. And I think those results could be pretty extreme. So love to share ideas on that as well.
Adam C. Hall with us today here on the program. We also want to talk a little bit about substantiability, technology, and green values. Break that down for us.
Well, those are other ideas that really are looking at the power of undevelopment. When we take undevelopment in terms of the old structures, and particularly the ones that are no longer serviced, i.e., I think we all probably have opinions about how that we're being governed here in the U.S. I think it's easy to be a critic here, James, but it's really all about, you know, that why is that not serving the greater good of the people? And maybe it's serving the greater good of the politicians. Maybe it's serving the greater good of just a few that are in manage and control the capital flow in the United States. But the fact of the matter is without undevelopment, without taking that apart, without reducing that to its place where it can fulfill a greater economic equation for all and also fulfill the greater potentiality for each and every person in every community and not degradate the earth, then we're just looking at the same old thing, the same old system that is ultimately finding its place in chaos and kind of a mutation, which is kind of a natural flow anyway. So it's good to break it down, but to do it where we're conscious about it, where we can effectively participate in it so it doesn't kind of break us in half. So that's pretty much what's happening in terms of what I see on the undevelopment side of our political system and what's happening in general. So we must attend to it immediately.
It is Adam C. Hall with us today. Let's talk about the future. Four outcomes from this conversation. Let's talk about them.
The future in what context, James?
I'm just reading the email here with the suggested topics. I guess the power of undevelopment can change the world.
Well, the idea of this is really that we need to step into our future. If we're living in the past and seem to be operating in systems that are not working, then the idea really is let's take them apart, but it's not a matter of junking all that we know. It's really a matter of embracing the things that really serve and work well. So it's not like our economic systems and our political systems are a complete failure. although they have much to be desired. But when we break that down and we step into our greater capacity of who we are as human beings, that gives us the opportunity to step into the future in a more sustainable way, in a way that is could be prosperous for all, not just a few. So that's really the idea of looking into the future, showing up in a way that says, I'm not going to be dictated by the old structure and the old system and my old beliefs, and saying, hey, now is a great time to embrace who I am, where I'm going, how I can serve, and what we can do best for all, including the planet. So, as you know, I'm a big advocate for the planet, and it's imperative that we step up at this time to embrace our future and find our way to it instead of meandering around kind of lost in an unsustainable fashion. So that's the idea of undeveloping the future.
Well, tell us a little bit more.
Well, I can certainly share with you a little more detail on a personal level, because ultimately it really begins, James, what are we going to do in our own lives? And without that, it doesn't do any good to look elsewhere, to look to somebody else. What good does that do? Because ultimately we have the power within ourselves to undevelop ourselves, to take that apart, to deconstruct that, and to ultimately put it back together again. So it really is that Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Well, it's time to put ourselves together again. But in order to do that, the puzzle of life, to put that together, is essential. And I see it as the imperative of our time, because we are living in a time of which is, for many, it's very complacent. And there is a crisis that is happening, although it's subtle and not ostensibly obvious, but it really is happening in terms of how are we engaging in the greater experience of who we are and our humanity. So unless we choose to embrace ourselves on that place, then, and to engage in that, then ultimately the greater the outer world is going to dictate our lives. And what we're seeing is that is breaking down. And that is the crisis. Maybe it's not, it's not a red flag per se for all of us at this time, but it's really worthy to address it, to look at it, because ultimately when we step into our future, we step into our totality, we get to step into all that we dream and all that our hearts desire.
We've got Adam C. Hall joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Tell us a little bit more about this. Tell us about a sustainable, prosperous future lies ahead. Tell us about this.
Well, it's really a question, as we've been talking about, and I'm very much an optimist as it pertains to humanity in general. And I'm an optimistic about where we can really take the existing systems. Although they do need to break down, certainly our governmental and political systems have a lot to be desired. I think our economic systems have a lot to be desired. But it's really a function now is what can we each individually do? And how can we effectuate change in our own lives and in our own communities? Because that's where it begins. So I strongly encourage, and certainly what we're focused on here at the Earth Keeper Alliance, is how do we build a collaboration, how do we build community, how do we create what we're focused on, is open space, conservation, undevelopment around in the real estate arena, and certainly things that we're doing for our 501c3 in urban gardens, which is helping to educate and feed inner city youth in America. It's hard to imagine there's 16.7 million children right here in the United States that at some point in time go hungry. So there's a lot of great work to do and a lot of great ways to serve right here in the homeland, so to speak. So I think it's really a calling to each of us to step into that greater power that we have in our individual capacity, but certainly to come together and it is about coming together. So I appreciate the conversation here today with you, James, because it's making a difference, and you are too.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this topic here. We've got 5 or 6 minutes left. Kind of give us an overall.
Well, the overall is really focused on the power of undevelopment, because it has the capacity, once we get into an engagement that we can take apart, dismantle, deconstruct old belief systems, old paradigms, old structures, old stories, and that can be ones that are painful and ones that have created a lot of suffering, or it could be other systems that are actually still flourishing, but we need to take a look in the totality of what's happening, because our humanity has become separate from the inner world of who we are. And with it, unless we re-engage in that space, then ultimately the chaos and the mutation of the system will break down to such an extent where there's really no looking back. So we have an opportunity to undevelop that. And when we step into that and engage in our process of that reconstruction and deconstruction and reconstruction of who we are and what we're doing in our inner world with our outer world, then we have truly stepped into our greatest power of who we are, on an individual level and then ultimately collective. So I really encourage the process, because it's so powerful, and doesn't take lifetimes. It's not about going to workshop after workshop or therapy after therapy, although I've done a lot of that myself. It's really about showing up right now and just saying, hey, I'm willing to make a change in my life. I'm willing to be of greater service to my family, my friends, and my community, and to share the gifts that I have to share. The great news is we all have great gifts, and every one of us is important, plays an important role in this process. So undevelopment allows that to occur in the immediacy of the moment that you choose to step up and show up for it. So it's a powerful calling, and I hope folks really want to embrace this on a more personal level, because for me, on my own personal level, it saved my life, James. So I'm here to share that with others, because we need it, and I think others need it, because we are people that really bring forth a lot of wonderful and meaningful things, other than just saying what's in it for me, because it's something in it for everybody. Cool. So that's my thought around undeveloping the future.
Well, but before we let you go, share us the story of how it saved your life.
Absolutely, and I was really living, James, the what I would describe as the quintessential American dream, and I strive for that for much of my younger years. And as a predatory capitalist, a capitalist that really was just about making money and what's in it for me. And when I got to that point of the big house and married my junior high and high school sweetheart, a beautiful woman, and we have three amazing daughters together, and into the building the big house and all those kind of accoutrements. And when I got there, something vital was missing. Something vital was missing. And I didn't know exactly what it was at the time. I knew I was unhappy. I knew I was somewhat on edge. But I said to myself, I'm going to go find out. And I heard a voice at a holiday party just about 10 years ago, next week, as a matter of fact, that said to me one word. Separation. Separation. And I became obsessed with that word. And so I went on the quest into the jungles, into the mountains, into the deserts, and traveled far and wide meeting all types of mystics and teachers, and ultimately what came out of that was the fact that, Adam, you've been living an inauthentic life. You're not in your integrity. And as I undeveloped the old programming, it's like software that I was programmed. And as I undeveloped that, James, and was took that apart and deconstructed that, what that allowed me to do was to step into a greater truth and a greater integrity and a greater, to be a greater service and to find a sense of peace and a sense of love and purpose at this time for me on the planet. So it saved my life.
Well, how do we get in touch with you and everything online?
Well, I'd love for everybody, if you feel like checking us out, you can come to earthkeeperalliance.com. Also, you can join us and get our monthly newsletter at earthkeepermovement.org. And if you feel like checking out my book that just came out, it's called The Earthkeeper, Undeveloping the Future. The Earthkeeper, Undeveloping the Future. And that's on all major outlets online, whether it's Amazon or Barnes. But we are big supporters of indie bookstores. So if you got an indie bookstore, please get my book, The Earthkeeper, Undeveloping the Future.
Well, it's an incredible book and incredible time. And thanks for being with us today. I appreciate it, sir.
That sounds great, James. Thank you, and good to hear you again. I hope you're well.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you much. Adam C. Hall with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And you can get more information on what we're up to over there at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Adam C. Hall, the Earthkeeper, with us today. He's got a brand new book out. It's called The Earthkeeper. The website, EarthKeeperAlliance.com. That's EarthKeeperAlliance.com. That's www.EarthKeeperAlliance.com. We'll see you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.